Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, man, I am excited for this one. It means Major League Baseball's regular season is here. I know they had a couple of games in the Seoul Series last week, Dodgers and Padres. But this means that real, you know, the Rangers obviously getting their season going tomorrow in a game you can hear right here at 105 to the Fan, 6 o'clock. With the pregame show. We are going to be joined now by Brett Boone, like we're going to do every other week for the entirety of the baseball season, host of the Brett Boone Podcast and Odyssey Original, featuring the most notable names in MLB and around sports every single week. Good morning, Brett. Great time of year, is it not?
How you doing? Yeah, I woke up this morning. I said I got to go back to work. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
The week of the first game, like, you know, like the day before, like, what's that like for a player?
I'll tell you, you get to a point in spring training where you're going, all right, you know, you always want to peak. You always want to feel good that last week. Like, it doesn't matter whether you're getting hits or not. It's just kind of that timing. You're on time. You're coming back from the bats going, okay, I'm ready to go. Now we get to the season. Nowadays, it's a little more complicated. You get, you know, you're traveling usually to big leagues. A lot of the teams go to big league stadiums and they'll have a little mini two-game series and you got some days off and all the hoopla leading up to it. The night before, you still, even for me, as a rookie, it didn't change from my rookie year to my last year in the league. That night before, there's so much anticipation. You want to get started on the right leg. You're not worried about getting hit. You're worried about not embarrassing yourself. You know, opening day, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on. You're going to be coming in from the right field. You know, for the Texas Rangers, what an awesome opening day because, hey, you're world champs. Mm. Everybody's gunning for you this year. You get through that first couple at bats. For me, opening day was just getting it out of the way, getting those butterflies out of the way, lining up on the first baseline, getting through that first game. And really, the season starts day two. Like, okay, we got opening day out of the way. Hopefully we got a win. Hopefully I got a hit. But now the season really starts and the grind starts.
So, like, I mean, obviously you want to get hit in every at-bat, but is the opening day even, like, more important to get up to a good start? Otherwise, like, because guys will go, you start the season on a slump, you start pressing. Like, when does that even start?
Well, let me tell you, if that were the case, I would have been in big trouble because I think after, like, my second opening day, I never recorded a hit on opening day.
Oh, wow. Oh.
So, for me, it was like, get through the day. Don't embarrass yourself. That was my whole goal. It's like, don't chase that slider off the plate in the dirt. Don't strike out. Just get through the day. Have a good at bat. Feel good. And then, like I said, get to day two. And then it seemed like you were in a rhythm, and it was midseason. It was strange because that first, everybody's excited. Everybody's coming out. You know, all the kids are coming out to the game. When I was in Cincinnati, we had that big parade that led up to it. And it was like the big event. But after that big event went away, all the kind of the hoopla went away. The fair-weathered fans are gone. Now you got the real fans coming to the game. And it was like, all right, day two, it starts.
Brett, you know, we always appreciated you here on the morning show because you always believed – in the Texas Rangers last year. You were buying in when others were trying to sell on them, and I know that you were a big advocate for what they were building. They obviously went on that magical run, doing what they did, you know, going undefeated on the road throughout the postseason. This year, heading into it with all the injuries to the rotation, Scherzer, DeGrom, Malley, these guys not being ready till later in the summer, but some excitement around Wyatt Langford and Evan Carter getting a chance to build on what he did. What's your general outlook for Texas as the season begins here and you know, trying to get through the first couple months until they can get some of that rotation back?
Yeah, you mentioned the top of the rotation. Of course, it'd be nice to have DeGrom, Scherzer, and Molly ready to go. But you don't. So you got to deal with what you got to deal with. You got Eovaldi. The thing for me that I was a little disappointed in, and yesterday he signed with the Diamondbacks, was Jordan Montgomery, who had such an unbelievable run for the Rangers down the stretch last year. Real weird offseason. You know, we can get to that later if you want. But he signed with the Diamondbacks. I know he was a big part of that run, big part of that World Series. Not to have him, I kind of looked at that and go, man, I wish he would have signed back with the Rangers to try to do it again. Eovaldi, John Gray, Haney, Dunning, they're very capable, you know, in this rotation. It's not DeGrom, you know, it's not Montgomery, but these guys are very capable. Eovaldi has really emerged into a number one starter. He was kind of banged up year to year with Boston. Comes over here, he's kind of emerged as that guy. Give me the ball. And he's impressed me. The thing about the Rangers that set him apart a year ago, it's going to set him apart again, is that offense. It's so dynamic. You get all these guys healthy, no pitching staff wants to face that lineup. And I'm hearing so many good things about the kid, Wyatt Langford, who's only 22 years old. We saw Evan Carter a year ago. How awesome was that run? The poise that he showed in the postseason was something you don't see from a guy that young. It kind of reminded me of a Chipper Jones a little bit when he was coming in the league. I remember playing Atlanta, and they just brought Chipper Jones up as a 21-year-old, put him in the middle of the Braves lineup. I said, this guy's hitting third at 21. You're not ready for that. Evan Carter showed that a year ago. I'm really excited to watch him in a full season, see what he could do. Seager, for me, if he stays healthy, he's an MVP. You know, but the Seager's big thing has been staying healthy. Simeon Jung, I mean, the list goes on. Garcia, what an unbelievable run.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He had a year ago, when, you know, I don't know if he was the MVP of the World Series, whatever he was. That lineup just, it doesn't quit. It doesn't go away. And if you're an opposing pitcher, mentally just having to get through that lineup, you never get a break. So I still think they're going to be the best offense in the American League, maybe in the game. Dodgers have something to say about that. Phillies have something to say about that. Astros are really good offensively. But for me, pound for pound, I'll take this offense over anybody. You got to find a way to get to midseason, compete, be in the hunt, and hopefully you get the big boys back, especially DeGrom, being that guy that they planned on. They signed him for big money, and he's been hurt. If you can get DeGrom, a healthy DeGrom, mid-season, Scherzer mid-season, man, you're looking at something. But right now it's just play and stay in the hunt till we get to the All-Star game.
Brett Boone, Jonas Sierra, 105 through the Fan. All right, so you mentioned Wyatt Langford. You know, in your experience, like when you have like – the expectations of the super stud player, I know you're already, you know, Griffey was already in the bigs when you got to Seattle, and
right,
you know, so was A-Rod when you went back there. But like, yeah, I guess Ichiro, you were there for his first year. So like, the expectations, like, how do you manage those? Because they're getting out of hand. We got people comparing him to Mike Trout, which I just think is unfair to him.
It is. What's impressive about Wyatt Langford is how much they're talking about him with that dynamic lineup they already have. They got studs all over that lineup, and they're talking. The headline is Wyatt Langford. You know, that says something about how good he might be. He's just got to play. You know, this game, and I tell young players all the time, it's the same game in the minor leagues as in the big leagues. They just got a few more decks stacked up, so you just got to play his game. Bruce Bochy, you couldn't have a better skipper to mentor you coming up with all these expectations. He's going to shield him from that and do the best job he can, just letting him get comfortable. The great thing about this is he doesn't have to do anything. Whatever he does is going to be gravy. The fact that he made that team in a power-packed lineup like that tells me how good and what they think of him as a player. But I think, if anything, we all have expectations. We all put expectations on ourselves. Once the bell rings, it's our job to go out there and do it. The thing I look to in situations like that is you got probably the best man for the job right there. If I could pick one guy right now that's in the game that's available to mentor a young player like a Wyatt Langford, it's Bruce Bochy. He's going to give him the most shade and put him in the best position to succeed.
Brett, when you look at this Shohei Ohtani drama that has struck the Dodgers in recent weeks, just your general thoughts on everything that has fallen out of that issue with the Ohtani interpreter and some of the allegations and how they're handling it, and how difficult, I mean, obviously without this exact experience, but in general, how difficult is it to weather big time controversies within a clubhouse and make sure that you're focused on the main thing?
Yeah. Did you ever have a players only meeting after the first game?
Unbelievable. No English. The thing about, okay, you look at the Dodgers as a whole, veteran, mature, you know, as tried and true as you could possibly be, that roster. Now you take Shohei Ohtani, probably biggest star, maybe in the world right now, definitely in the baseball world. By all, you know, we've watched Ohtani. By the way, I'm a huge fan of Ohtani, huge. I think what he's done has, I can't believe what I've been watching these last few years. I thought it was never possible. I didn't think you could pitch and hit at the big league level, let alone pitch and hit at the big league level at a huge all-star level. So that being said, I'm a huge Ohtani fan. I had Jerry Hairston, who does the Dodgers games, on yesterday, and we were talking about that. Obviously, we're covering the Dodgers, but Ohtani was definitely a subject that came up. And I've been running through every scenario in my mind. You know, when you really want somebody to be 100% innocent and you're running scenarios, well, if he did this, every scenario I run through my mind, I come out with the same conclusion. Something fishy's going on. Mm-hmm. It's impossible, you know, and that smile that Shohei has and, you know, it's just, he's just a likable guy. You don't want to believe that that could happen. I'm not saying he's a horrible guy. I'm not going to sit here and make a comparison like, oh, he's Pete Rose and he bet on baseball. No, but the fact that that kind of money was going out, 9 different payments from what I'm hearing, and you had no idea anything was going on. If it was his accountant, if Ipping was his accountant, I could see maybe there was some hijinks and something went on, but he's your interpreter. And I know that relationship. You know, I played with Ichiro for 5 years. I had Kazuhiro Sasaki was our closer. They had interpreters. That's a different relationship. I mean, these guys eat breakfast, lunch, dinner. A lot of times they live with them. They take care of them. They're like real. They have a real like brother relationship. So that's what I'm hearing. Ippy and him were, they were attached at the hip. Every scenario I run through my mind, something isn't adding up. There's no way that he could be completely oblivious to it. I just hope we don't find out anything really bad. It was, hey, we just bet a lot of money on football, which a lot of people in the world do. And I have a problem when people are making, oh, we bet on baseball. And then, no, let's keep right. that aside. If the baseball comes in, I think it's in the hands of the feds right now. Mm-hmm. So if that comes out, they're going to do their due diligence. We're going to hear something. In the meantime, that Dodger team, you know, they kind of put a super team together this offseason. They're just going to have to go forward. There's so many pros on that team. I'm sure there won't be any problems. But this thing isn't going away, and we're just going to have to wait and find out what happens. And I hope it's minimal, but, you know, we've all got to wait to see.
Booney, this was great. Excited for the season to start with you, man. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
You got it, guys. Thank you.
There is Brett Boone, host of the Brett Boone Podcast and Odyssey Original. Follow the Brett Boone Podcast on the Odyssey app or subscribe wherever you get your podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.